When you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. That is my real name. Did the light bulb go off in your head? That's right. My name is Tom Edison. Name of the show is Connect the Dots. Name taken from my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And man, I got a million things to talk about. And only 1 hour to do it, 55 minutes or something like that. I'll give you 60 seconds, not a minute more. Anyhow, believe it or not, I actually listen to the show before my show sometimes, just to see where the audience was listening to. And I have to give my compliments to Charles Green, Mr. E.T. Yoga himself, because he has a tremendous amount of intelligent things to say. I'm going to run across a few of them that he brought up to start right away. While it's still fresh in your mind, he's talking about the Mandela effect. I think that's a bad word to use because it creates an image of a drawing, you know, a configuration. Sometimes it's like nine triangles or something like that, that were associated with the pictures associated with Mandela. So I think everybody ought to come up with a different word to describe what's being referred to as the Mandela effect. He's talking about the timelines. He says there's two timelines. Well, there probably could be an infinite amount of timelines. I mean, it's God's universe. If he wants to decide that he wants 100 different endings to this a finality between good and evil played out here on Earth, he'll have 100 timelines going. And maybe there's 1,000. So we shouldn't limit ourselves with just two. But in relation to the Mandela effect, I hate using that word. I want to get more specifically talking about the Earth's position in the galaxy has changed. I'm familiar with what he said. I remember when it used to be referred to that, you know, that was the so-called consensus that we were on the outer rim. And, of course, you got to wonder, how could they possibly know that, first of all, and those pictures of the galaxy? Where did they get those pictures from? I mean, you know, if we're inside the galaxy, how could we have a picture of the galaxy? Think about that, man. That's something to think about. Yeah, I'm aware that supposedly now the new consensus is we're more near the center of the galaxy. Well, I've got some other information to throw into that one, too. You know, one of my favorite sources, Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, given to our world about 80, 85 years ago, 90 years, depends how you're counting. And it was pretty well explained how the whole system works. The universe, the galaxies, there's all sorts of mother energy wheels that pull things around and at different cycles, whether they be 100 million cycles, year cycles, or billion year cycles. You're kind of like a train shifting from one track to the next over a switching point. Where the wheels connect, you're going off in a different place. So it's quite possible in a very short amount of time for the Earth to shift a great distance if it got on another wheel. Who keeps track of that stuff? People high, high up in the higher dimensions that monitor the power centers and the wheels of energy flow. Nobody else ever talks about this, but I'm talking about it because those are other important pieces to the equation here. He mentioned, that's right, Mr. Green did mention the continental shifting. I think I've heard him mention that before, but yeah, I'm aware of that too. One day, all of a sudden, I noticed I'm looking at a map and I'm like, man, I didn't realize. What caught my eye was the time zones. I was checking out time zones and I'm thinking, Man, like Brazil is like all the way out in the Atlantic Ocean. Several times lines different from New York. I'm in New York. And time zones different. So how about that? I confused it for a second here. Time zones. We're talking about the clock, the time zones. So, yeah, I noticed that too. But there could be another explanation for that. Bad map makers. Mistakes are being made all the time. I mean, once you start becoming aware of how stupid people can be, what kind of ridiculous mistakes they can be, and the thousands upon thousands of mistakes so-called intelligent people have made with reading meters wrong, calculating things wrong, there's a possibility that the maps were just wrongly made first, and I would go with the more accurate ones of today. You know, those old maps that had South America, like he says, 1,000 miles or however many miles westward, they could have been copies of maps that were made long, long ago, before we even had airplanes or something, and made by Columbus or something. Who knows? I mean, you know, that gets in a whole discussion about maps, too. I mean, there's a map that recently was discovered, was made in the year 1200 or something like that, has Antarctica on the map. Well, how could, supposedly, nobody in 1200 knew? Or where did that guy get the information from that map? It turned up in Europe somewhere, I believe, wherever it turned up. But back to the Mandela effect. Now, I don't... you know, we're all contributing what we know, but I have a few other pieces to this puzzle here. In the last show there, Charles Green himself says, the timeline ended at December 21st, 2012. And that's when the so-called Mandela effect, where bits of information seem to be different from those of us that have been around a while, and, you know, the new information, bits of information have changed. So December 21st, 2012, that was the end of the Mayan calendar. Now, that's probably based on some kind of star charts. I mean, actually, their calendar is approximately 26,000 years. 25,920, I think, is the exact amount of time it takes the sun to circle around, there's those circles again, circle around to the same point in the sky. So, you know, that might have been a giant mother wheel change there or something happened at that point, but definitely it was not the beginning of a Mandela effect in relation to a timeline. And I know for a fact, because the first time I started noticing something drastically different was back in the 90s. I might have talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it now because it relates to what was in the last show. And I still defy, I still ask people, find me the proof of the chessboard scene in Alice in Wonderland. You know, when I was a child and I first saw that Disney cartoon on TV, that was my favorite scene for whatever reason, where Alice is walking around the chessboard and the pieces are saying, you can't stand here, you can't move here if you know how the game of chess is played. There are certain spots that certain pieces can't move on, if you're playing by the rules, that is. And all of a sudden, it was right around the time that the DVD discs were new and coming out. And so I went out and bought myself a machine. I was going in the store, and I hadn't seen Alice in Wonderland since I was a little kid. And there's the DVD. I take it home and play it, and man, was I disappointed. The chessboard scene wasn't there. And lo and behold, within a year or two, it starts showing up on TV again. Oh, Now I'll see the chessboard scene. And it didn't show up again. And then a year later, they have like, oh, all the lost footage, the chessboard scene is still missing. And then I went and looked for other cartoon videos. Apparently, there's like three versions of the 1951 cartoon from Disney out there. Anyhow, can't find that chessboard scene. Meanwhile, we all know the, if you know your rock and roll history, we all know that famous song by Jefferson Airplane called White Rabbit, where Gracie Slick, the lead singer of the Jefferson Airplane, sings the line, "When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go." Well, there, you know, obviously she had seen the cartoon, or the person who wrote that song had seen the cartoon, and there's verification that it did exist. Now, my theory on why it doesn't exist has nothing to do with a Mandela effect or a timeline. It has to do with time travel. Because having known about time travel already from talking to people that were on the Montauk Project, and having watched a lot of science fiction and the worry in all the science fiction movies, well, if you go back in time and you change something, things disappear in the future. So I kind of had reason now, you know, and this is my best guess on the missing chessboard scene in Alice in Wonderland cartoon, is that these government people playing around with time machines decided to, let's see what we can take out that really won't harm anything or change anything, but it will be missing in the future. And that's a perfect choice. A scene out of a cartoon. You know, but it's annoying for people like me. That was my favorite scene, and it's annoying to think that things are being played around with. Now, there's a lot of other of these things that are missing, could be related in the same way. More experiments, people playing around with time machines, going into the past or the future or whatever, removing things, and then all of a sudden we have a memory, our minds have a memory of something, and then it's not there in the future. And that is a plausible explanation for this. As far as timelines go, I don't see any problem with that. Sure, there's plenty of timelines. I'd say there could be an infinite amount of timelines. And there's a lot of evidence to this. I'm a person, that's why this show's called Connect the Dots. I think about things. I try to figure out the answers to riddles. I've been doing this my whole life, and I still do it. If you happen to be familiar, you heard of the book called the Bible. Well, the last book in the Bible is the book of the Revelation, supposedly given to one of Jesus' disciples, John, on the island of Patmos, where the angel appears to him and says, "Write this down." And so we have an angel dictating all that amazing, fantastic information about the end of time. Now, the way I look at it now, you know, most people try to believe like it has to happen like that. And I say not necessarily. In fact, I make mention of that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I heard Charles Green say his book is like 10 books in one. Well, mine's like 100 books in one. That's how much knowledge I packed into my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You want to become a smarter person? Buy it. It takes a short amount of time to read, but there's no filler. Just mind-enlightening information. make a smarter person of you, get you to think about things you never thought about. I say I have the best explanations for dimensions in that book, where you can just comprehend with a little common sense how to understand what the dimensions are in relation to practical understanding. I claim to have the best explanation. I've never heard a better explanation. I have heard a lot of far-fetched stuff all the time that leaves like, gee, golly, I'm not sure what you meant by that. But I'm clear, crystal clear when I speak and explaining myself. I use the simplest form of words possible because that's the whole point of communication, so people can understand. You know, you make it too complicated, people don't understand. And, you know, what's the point of that? You know, you want the people to understand. So I mentioned about the end time prophecy in the book of the Revelation, and I make some statements to get you to think, like, what was the purpose of telling people, the human race, about how it's going to end if it was cut in stone? Wouldn't make any sense, you know? I mean, the generation it was told to, they long died out and have long left this world to wherever they went. You know, they died out their physical lives. So a lot of us see parallels, what's happening today, that's mentioned in that book, but it's not quite exactly right. And I say the notion I put forth in my book, Connected Dots Theory, and it's an original thought, is that we were given that information about the future that had played out already. So the angel was coming from the end times that had played out, and it was given to us so that we would be given another opportunity to play it out a little differently, knowing how bad it actually turned out. And that also suggests another timeline. The angel was revealing a timeline that had played out already, and time travel is possible. And if you don't understand how it's possible, well, if you go look hard enough, you'll find, hey, and I'd still say one of the best explanations was the guy who I met and spoke with on the Montauk Project, when he explained time, that if you vision time as a sphere, you're existing in the present inside the bubble. The time transpiring is on the outside of the bubble, and it like curves around and around and around. And all you have to do is, you being in the center, is pop out the outside edge of the sphere and then travel to where you want and then pop back in, and then you're in that particular year, we should say. And that's the easiest explanation there is. The technology exists. People have come forth and verified that, numerous people. And so that the book of the Revelation is telling us about another timeline, really, and we don't want that to play out exactly like that, because that, if you read it, it's not too pretty. But we have an equally bad one playing out right now, too. 5G. This is a real killer, seriously. We're talking about, if you got a pencil and paper, you might want to write this down and get yourself really educated on, I call it the best video out there to explain the dangers of 5G. It's by a scientist representing several hundred other scientists from California. He works with the Brain Tumor Association in Lafayette, California. His name is Dr. Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S. And he has a number of YouTubes out there. The one that I found extremely informative is the one that's 1 hour and 6 minutes long. When you go to the YouTubes and his name, they pop up the they pop up another one first. It's 56 minutes long. No, that's not the one you want. You want to see, well, you might want that, but I'm giving you my best choice is 1 hour and 6 minutes Kevin Modis video out there in association with the Brain Tumor Association from California. He mentions that the best way to stop this legally is to get our senators to not vote on something that's coming up called Bill S, maybe 19, I don't know. Watch the video. It has that info in it there. But if we know our U.S. Congress, these people are, they don't move too fast, and they're kind of unresponsive. And if he's actually paid them a visit, I believe, already, and I don't hear anything happening, which is no surprise, because these people want money to do anything. And they're probably being bribed heavily by the telecommunications companies that want to put this 5G out there. And, of course, who's really behind this 5G nightmare? New World Order. And I claim in my book that the New World Order, the bankers, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, and all the other subversive deep state people are actually pawns for the 12th planet. Yes, they are the master puppet masters, the 12th planet. Anunnaki, you know, the planet Nibiru, often referred to the people. I call them 12th planet creatures. Because we want to teach, I think it's a better way of comprehension. It's considered the 12th planet because it has a boomerang-type orbit. Supposedly goes around our sun and goes out to the Sirius or Sirius star. And, hey, I heard they're really serious out on Sirius. And that what makes it the 12th planet. Actually, there were 12 planets revolving around the sun, you know, but of course the facts have changed. You know, we've had, for years, we had, well, first they were discovering the planets. Then we, 20th century was 9 planets, and that if you had Nibiru, that makes 10. Well, where's the other two? Well, we know one was exploded into the asteroid belt, and the other one, well, maybe the moon was considered a planet in the beginning. Some people still consider it like that. So that's all tied together, so to speak. And 5G is bad news. I hope everybody's walked out, taking my advice. Go out to the telephone pole and see if you don't see all these wires and these large cans at the top of the telephone poles, all these extra wires. And you want to see insulators, which says they're really going to power this stuff up. There's another important video out there where somebody, plenty of videos out there now, people talking about the 5G so you can find out what it is. Talking about using phased arrays, which turns the broadcasting into a direct energy weapon. You know, and if you're standing between your Wi-Fi and the thing that's on the telephone pole, when they turn it on, it's going to be sending signals right through you, and it's going to be causing havoc with your body. People are going to be getting real sick real fast. The people with the weak systems, immune systems, are going to be dying. The people with the strong systems are going to be getting cancer that they shouldn't be getting. And this is a nightmare. This is a deliberate attempt to kill as many people as possible. And, of course, we know That is the agenda of the New World Order, and it's really the agenda of the 12th planet, planet Nibiru, home of the Anunnaki. Also, the Gigi are from there. They're the ones that were on Mars. A lot of information out there. Hey, good books I recommend to people. The Lost Book of Enki, Zachariah Sitchin, 12th Planet, Zachariah Sitchin. What's interesting about the Lost Book of Enki, it basically tells you, remember when Mariner photograph made that, I think it was 1974, photograph of Mars, the so-called face on Mars? Well, in the Book of Enki, there's a story that says the one of the original rulers of that planet, when they first came traipsing into our solar system, was an evil ruler, and he was defeated, overpowered, and finally killed. And they buried him on Mars, looking out at the stars. So, quite likely, that's his tomb. It makes perfect sense. Anyhow, so much for that. But you got to check out the 5G. The final piece of the puzzle, they got the whole, on the East Coast here, they've got every telephone pole. And I noticed, too, they're putting solar panels, new solar panels on every telephone pole. Now, are they know a blackout's coming, or is this to keep the 5G system running so they can continue to microwave you to death if the power does get cut off? And I've noticed some of these poles, they have these, you know, not all telephone poles have streetlights on it. So we can't just assume that the solar panel is up there to feed the streetlight, because I've seen them, I'm noticing them put on telephone poles that they don't have any lights hooked up. I've noticed them putting these solar panels just like along the highway where there's nothing there. It's just a pole with a solar panel on it and all the wire contraptions for the 5G. So on the East Coast, they have all the wire contraptions up, all the transformers with the insulators on them. And they've got like three wires with plugs on them hanging loops. That's where they're going to connect the broadcasting weapons to. And they'll probably do it in less, probably can do the whole country in less than a week when the order is finally given. And it's, they're going to start cooking everybody at once. They might start this before the end of the year, is my guess. you know, I hear Mr. Green, the last show, saying it's supposed to go up within the next 2 years. Well, this thing is moving. If they get the go-ahead, they just have to get some kind of legislation passed through the Congress. They are going, and this is all at a federal level. States don't have too much to say about it. Local communities have nothing to say about it. And we all better, as the saying goes, get our ass in gear and do something. And there's plenty we can do, but we have to come together as a group to do something. I can't go out and solve this problem myself unless I was a trillionaire or something, and I could just pay people to do what I know has to be done to stop this. But having no money, living below the poverty level myself, because I never... I never desired to have a lot of money, and I don't need money to be happy. But money is going to be an important factor to stop this. And we have to figure on Plan B, because the government is not going to see the light on this, I don't think. You know, a few people might, but not a majority, because most of the people in government are bribe takers. And the communications companies have all the money in the world to bribe our whole government, and they're doing it right now. You know, they're lying to them and telling them, oh, there's no worry, you know, there's no proof of that. Well, there is proof. That's why the scientists are attempting to sway the government to put a halt to this because it's dangerous. It's going to sicken just about everybody and kill some people at the same time. And eventually those people, I'm sure the pharmaceutical company is bribing the Congress to let it go ahead too, because they want people sick. That's more money going for their fake chemotherapy that eventually kills you before if you didn't do anything. Kills you sooner. And they're the ones that are there bribing the federal government not to make marijuana perfectly legal for any use, because they want people to be denied real health care. This is our sick world, you know? The bad guys, Big Pharma, and their fake medicine. It's not really medicine. It's just concoctions thought up to trick you into thinking doing something for you. And if there's any people that got cured by chemotherapy, those were the ones with the strong immune systems, and they locked out. But looking into yourself, don't take my word, when you look into the facts, people die faster with chemotherapy than if they did nothing. First of all, chemotherapy destroys your immune system. That's what you need to get better. Things like marijuana, they boost your immune system. And marijuana is just, we're finding out now that the taboo hype has finally been, pushed to the side. They're finding out it's basically a cure-all for just about anything. And there's other cure-alls, too. I've told you before, if you listen to my show, Colloidal Silver. And while I'm talking about that now, if you've got a pen, I'm only going to give this number out once. This is the place to get the most potent colloidal silver. It's a cure for about everything, basically. You can read up on it. So here goes. The number is 800-952-7921. That's the place. I get my colloidal silver from. It's good for just about anything bad that pops up. You can knock it out real fast with that. And by the way, this is a call-in show. Yes, if you didn't know. Well, maybe some of you didn't know. Call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Now, that number, I will repeat, the call-in number here, if you want to talk about something, and I talk about everything because I know a little bit about everything, and the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. There's a lot of aches in that number. And that brings me into my next topic. You've heard before the pineal gland. Most people don't know, but it's actually called the pineal gland because it resembles a pine cone. And it has facets, 108 to be exact. That's right, and 108 facets, 108 is a special number. Those of you who are mathematicians, well, I'll make it simple for those of you who are not mathematicians. Some basic numbers get you to 108, like you can 9 times 12. 12 is a magical number. It appears everywhere. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I make the list of all the things connected with 12. 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of the night. It goes on and on and on and on. 12 is a prominent number in our world. We have 12 months to the year. I go on and on. Hey, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it's all listed here. So anyhow, 12 is an important number. Multiply that by 9 and you get 108. Another way for you mathematicians to look at 108, it's 3 to the third power times 4. How about that? Anyhow, it's a synchronizable number. And of course, the importance of understanding your pineal gland, because it resembles a pine cone. That's how it got its name. That's why I call it pineal gland. It's your connection to invisible realms, spirit world. Very important connection for your body to connect with what's out there. And the worst thing for your pineal gland is fluoride. It turns it into stone, we could say, calcifies it, turns it into a dead stone, slowly but surely. So, say no to fluoride in any shape or form. Doesn't belong in your body, no. The reason it's been introduced to the general public, it's those dirty, nasty world controllers who are controlled by the 12th planet, who don't like human beings, and they want to destroy us, make us sick, and break our spiritual connections to the universe, because then we're more easily controlled. So fluoride is put in toothpaste, fluoride treatments given to unsuspecting people at the dentist's office, fluoride put in your water because it numbs your thinking abilities. Fluoride is poison. Forget about if you get less cavities. You know, see, you got to use common sense in life. That's why the show is called Connect the Dots. Why would fluoride have less cavities with fluoride? Well, if you understand what cavities are caused by living organisms eating away at your teeth. Those are live chemical reactions happening. That's life happening here that's causing cavities. And fluoride is death. So you put something that stifles life on your teeth and it'll stop the life cycles that form cavities. Just like people don't realize the dangers of aluminum. Aluminum is one of the most toxic things to put in your body. And they've been sneaking it into products for years. There's a lot of deodorants that use aluminum. I'm sure some of it gets into your body. No good. Really does havoc with your brain. And again, you know, you got to understand it's common sense here. Like, you wrap food in aluminum, why don't bacteria grow on something that's been wrapped in aluminum? Because aluminum is death to life. And I go in a little explanation as to why aluminum is so powerful. It has to do with the geometric shapes on a microscopical level. That's all explained in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, but that's it. It's like when, you know, you don't find aluminum naturally laying around like chunks of gold or something like that in the world. Aluminum is always attached to something else, and it's harmless like that. But when they smelt it down and make it a separate molecule, it's really harmful to life. It's like, because it has a vibration. So you'll have a choir. When you got a sheet of aluminum foil, you have like a choir of billions and trillions of aluminum particles all singing the same vibration, which is overpowering to whatever it comes up against. I never wrap food in aluminum anymore. going to use wax paper now, because once I find out how bad aluminum was, yeah, sure, it'll keep the germs off, but it's killing the life force of your food. Assuming your food had any life force left in it, because most of it is dead, in case you didn't know. So you really don't want to allow, you know, I haven't done the experiments whether the food can bring its life force back or not, but it's just, it's common sense is no, don't do this. You know, once you understand the principle of vibration, you know, that's how your body determines what's good and what's not. It's what's vibrating. That's how your body recognizes what's good for you. So when you eat dead food, your body can only handle it like a waste product, because there's no living signal coming off it. So the body will make an assumption then that this is not, there's no value to this, and treat it like a waste product. That's why you've heard people say, oh, the more I eat, the more crap. Well, whatever. And many people have come to that conclusion because we're all eating a lot of dead food. And, you know, I said before, this is an educational show. But, hey, we can have fun, too. That's why I ask people to call up, you know, because when you have two people talking, you can make an amusing conversation out of it. In fact, that's what real comedy is. Hey, listen, I've told people before, but I'll say it again. Listen, I was a professional class clown, and a very good one, too. That was, if it wasn't for that, I would have really hated school. I didn't like school at all. I don't like being ordered around and being, you know, whatever, forced to do things I don't want to do. But that was, being a class clown was fun. And I got real good at it. And I found out that's real comedy. When you can just take what's happening around you and start making jokes about it and getting people to laugh. You know, that's real comedy. I wish I had my own comedy show to compete with Saturday Night Live, because, you know, they're all scripted stuff. They're funny once in a while. But take some people. Some people have the talent for this and some don't. I've met a few people that they just knew how to do it. You just start the conversation and one joke leads into the next and it just goes on and on and on. If you really know how to do comedy, you make it up on the spot. You pull the jokes out of the air. I mean, I knew this one guy. Fortunately, he was an alcoholic. And whenever I would talk to him, we just started joking around. It was nonstop. One joke led to the next. He was so witful. He was almost as witful as I can be. And we were like a perfect match. I told him, hey, book a gig. I'll show up and we'll just go out there and do it like we do here and just casual on the street talk. But because he was an alcoholic, you know, he just couldn't get his act together to do something serious. But he had the talent for it, and I've met other people who have similar talents too, but that's, hey, anybody out there with money, give me my show. I'll show you how it's done. Much funnier than written comedy. Well, let me just move on. Oh, yeah, so back to the 5G, you know, people don't know how you're making yourself. You ruin your health. If you're on an airplane, Wi-Fi on an airplane is not safe. No. You know, a lot of this 5G information I picked up from watching the really informative videos out there now, and this is a serious problem. I'm on the scout now. I'm investigating places where I can find that I'm going to be moving to, because I got to get out of the big city here, because they're going to, you know, get every little nook and cranny they can. The most difficult places for the 5G people to get is where there are no telephone poles. Then they go for high buildings, and some of these start looking around, there's more antennas popping up on buildings than there ever was. And you ought to get yourself a meter, too, to measure microwave frequencies, because you'll be surprised where they are. If you got a new iPhone, something like that, new phone with a big screen on it, chances are that's putting out a harmful rate just when it's sitting there. You don't have to use it. You know, in fact, some of those phones, you turn them off and they're still on. And they're still putting out dangerous microwaves. And there's stupid people walking around sticking these things, women sticking down their bras. I've seen a woman with a hat on. She's got the phone stuck right up against her ear, and she's walking around like that. And other ignorant women, they got a 7 month, 8 month belly they're walking around with. And they're making phone calls through these dangerous phones right up against their belly. Poor babies getting microwaved to death, you know? And they don't even realize what they're doing, and nobody's warning anybody about this. You know, if you're listening to me, you better pass the news around. I mean, what's going on, especially the new cell phones. They're putting out tremendous amounts of microwaves. And you're basically killing yourself through ignorance. Of course, that's what they want. This is being done intentionally. And they bribe the governments to just, like, look the other way. You know, the same thing with the chemtrails, too. All part of the depopulation program. You know, and, like, it's insane. Nobody's, government's doing. So, you know, I'm calling everybody. It's time for Plan B. Plan B means we're going to have to take our own actions to get these situations solved one way or another, whatever that may be. But there's an epidemic disease of unresponsiveness apparently around the world, and especially here in America. You know, here I'm talking about the truth tonight. I'm telling people, hey, get in touch with me, because I've got plenty of game plans to go out and start tackling this issue with Plan B, because I have very little faith in Plan A. You know, President Trump, I mean, whether you like him or not like him, why isn't he signing an executive order to stop this? He likes to write executive orders. How can he be the president of the United States and not know about these things that are killing American citizens and are going to be killing more American citizens? How can that be possible unless everything is so over control? You know, bribery is a form of mind control, and nowadays we also have this sophisticated machinery. And what do they do with that stuff? They find jerks who have guns, and they target them with mind control. It's so sophisticated that they can basically talk inside your head if you don't have your head on straight. And they get these people to do the killings and stuff like that, and nobody talks about this. You know, they talk about the guns. It's not the guns. It's the people who are using the guns. These people are mind control, or they're just... there's no such thing as mental illness. That's another false thing that the doctors started to explain what they can't explain. People are not mentally ill. No way. They might have disabilities. Yeah, disabilities caused by the aluminum. Every time you open up a can of beer, you know, in a can, or a can of soda in a can, some of those aluminum particles are going to fall into that liquid. It has to happen, you know? Not enough to kill you right away, but day after day, your body's accumulating bits of aluminum, which are very toxic. And, you know, they're forcing vaccinations on children and forcing vaccinations on adults, too. And this insanity, it's all about killing us. And it's all being done on purpose. And they're fluoridating the water. And they're chlorinating the water. Chlorination of water also causes cancerous problems. Most people don't realize when you chlorinate water to kill the germs, you're killing the germs, and you're also killing the humans that drink it. unless they filter it out somehow. We're talking about 300 to 400 different caustic combinations form in water just from chlorine. Yeah. Why isn't this public information, you know? The information I'm telling you is found on the back burner in somebody's cellar, you know, buried. Just like the Vatican buries the original scriptures in the vault. There's another controversy there, you know. Why doesn't somebody ask the Pope, how about releasing the real scriptures that you're hiding in the vault, you know? The original authentic documents, they have them there. How do I know about that? You meet people in life. I was talking to this guy who was going to be a priest. When he found out they had two sets of books at the Vatican, he was studying over there. He quit immediately, you know? He was casually talking to one of the hierarchy over at the Vatican, and the guy spilled the beans. He says, you know, Only the Pope and the Cardinals get to see the scriptures, the authentic scriptures in the vault downstairs. And he goes, what? There's two sets of books? Yeah. You know, there's the information for the public, and then there's the original authentic scriptures that if you really want to see that, you have to become a cardinal. And, of course, the Pope gets to see them, too. Isn't that wonderful? And I just thought I'd throw that in. But, hey, this is an educational show. Well, there's not that much time left, you know. Does anybody have the nerve to call into the show? Hey, crystals, you know. Crystals are important information. I don't even have to tell you to call the number. If you're listening on BBS radio, just go... go to their site, and the number's up there. The calling number for Station 1. That's what I'm on, Station 1. That's it. I am the number one station. I wish. The smart meters create dirty electricity. Did you know that? If you got a smart meter on your house, it's probably making you sick. You don't even realize it, though. But you ought to get rid of it. And the best way to find out how dangerous it is, you got to pay the money and buy yourself a meter. And meters aren't cheap. They're, you know, $300, $400, $1,000. But the meter I use, I paid $370 for. So anyhow, you got to do this. I mean, you got to look out for yourself. Don't trust anything the government does. Governments are the enemy of the people. I mean, that's the world we're living in now, you know? No sooner than America was formed, the Constitution and stuff, we were beginning to be taken over already. In fact, that's another reason to buy my book. It clearly points out when they were at the beginning of laying out Washington, D.C., those were the markers set up by the world controllers. They specifically incorporated things into Washington, D.C. that says control, control, control by the world controllers, by the dark side. That's right. And the world controllers are connected with the dark side, too. You know, on Earth, we have a double whammy. We have rotten ETs turning mankind into slaves to work for them, creators of the false gods, creators of the kingships. And the kingships were the first order that started collecting taxes. Yeah. Remember that? The king sent out his tax collectors. Well, we should have known government was bad then. And that was, so we thought, human race thought, well, if we have a government elected by the people, well, that lasted for a short time. Those things always last a short time. And then come in the people with the money, and they buy everybody out. A form of mind control, yes. And, of course, what other tactics do they use? Fear, that's another form of mind control. And now we have sophisticated mind control machines. And of course, then there's the evil spirit world. So we have the world controllers, the physical ones, and then we have the spirit world, demonic beings, the anti-God creatures. They've been messing with mankind for a long, long time. It turns out, my info, the Luciferian Rebellion got here about 200,000 years ago. Don't believe those dates in the Bible. No, that was all prefabricated by the Jewish people because they wanted to, you know, old Jewish scriptures, the timeline goes back only at the start of their Jewish nation. And supposedly that's the Garden of Eden. Wrong. That's fake information. They, you know, they just put it up. And of course, who could blame them? Because the accurate information, according to the universal records, which has been shared with mankind, Garden of Eden was about 37,000 years ago, something like that. Well, in 37,000 years, how many times that story was retold and changed a bit? And who could remember that far back? In fact, it wasn't even a Jewish race 37,000 years ago. So they decided to connect themselves to the Garden of Eden, and that's how they came up with those fake dates. Hey, the information is out there. All you have to do is read it and assimilate it and make some common sense decisions. Anyhow, we're getting near to the end of the show. You know, I always end it with two of my songs. And guitar solo to Are You the Party in Kind? And on the survey for about 50 weeks now, actually it's about 42 weeks, I Gotta Be Somebody, an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. All those songs available at CD Baby Music Store, easy way to go to it. Go on the BBC page. Go down to my show Saturday, 10 p.m., connect the dots, click on those words, connect the dots, and then scroll down and you'll see the CD Baby link. It'll take you right to my albums. You can preview every one of the songs. You can buy one, two, or just buy the album. I would appreciate that. You know, hey, I live below the poverty level. What can I say? So any little bit of money I get helps me eat a better meal the next day. Just to change, before I sign off here, one dumb blonde joke. Nobody's told a dumb blonde joke in a while, but here you go. There's one dumb blonde on the riverbank, and she sees another dumb blonde on the other side of the river. So she calls over to that dumb blonde and says, "Hey, how do I get to the other side?" And the dumb blonde on the other side shouts back, "You're already on the other side." Okay, time to do the countdown. Here we go, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody if you're alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, nobody's sleeping. I don't wanna join, join in my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All known, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.